Okay, so again, we had in the Mishnah that if somebody is soch b'shemen ha-mishcha, he's chayiv kores. The Gemara broke it down to two categories based on the psukim. One is called soch and one is called moisin. Okay, soch literally means to shmir. When you work something into the skin, that's sikha. And the sina means you pour it on the body. Okay, so technically, when they were Moshe Chamelech or Kain Gadol, they didn't have to do sikha. They just did nesina. They just put it onto the body. So it's really two different, l'moshe Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's only an isra of sikha. Somebody would be noisein, shemen. They won't be over the isra of sikha on Yom Kippur. No such isra. Now, if it's some kind of cleanser, it could be an issue of rechitza, which is a different issue. That's not sicha. Sicha, sicha. So sicha is after that. So the pasuk, the fact is that the pasuk uses both lashonos. Al basar adam lo yisach, and it also says v'ashayite mimenu. So we learn out. So it's two separate things. So what we had here in the Gemara. Perhaps we should just quickly read through it again. We had a machlekes, what the shear is. At least we'll start from there. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Vavam and Beis. The Gemara on the bottom. The Gemara brings down how much kama yisech v'yechayev. Seven lines from the bottom. Kama v'yisach v'yehechayev. How much do you got to do? Reb Meir Eimer Kol Shehu. Reb Meir says even a drop. Reb Yehuda Eimer Kazayis. And the Gemara brings down, what do you mean? Reb Yehuda holds that you potter completely. The Gemara says, V'homar Reb Yehuda potter, ki potter Reb Yehuda gabi malachim v'kohanim. If you do Meshicha, if you do Nesina on a Melech and a Kohen Gadol, then you potter. Gabi Hedyid Machayev. Gabi Hedyid Machayev. And here we have a Machlekes. According to Reb Meir, it's a Kol Shehu. And according to Reb Yehuda, it's Tafka Kazayas. So the Gemara goes on to say, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, B'mai Pligi. What's the argument in the Shir? Om Reb Yehuda, B'ha Pligi. Reb Meir says, Al Basar Odom Li Yisoch Ksiv. And then it says, Uksiv Asha Yitei Mimenu Al Zor. Those are the two psukim. Masiche kolshu after sina kolshu. Just like sicha is a mashahu. That's clear. Everybody agrees that sicha all over means a mashahu. The sina also is such. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Yalfina, Nesina d'Alzor, Nesina d'Alma. Nesina in Kolatar Kula, the sheer Nesina is a kazayas. And Rashi brings the source. V'nosan l'koyen es ha-koydesh. And there he uses a lashon of achila. And therefore, all over it means a kazayas. Man nesina da'alma b'kazayas, av nesina da'alzor b'kazayas. Avul sicha, but sicha divrei hakol b'kolshu. Everybody agrees, the sicha of mimshach v'kohanim, malachim v'kohanim divrei hakol b'kolshu. From Rabbi Yosi b'mai pligi, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, gabi malachim v'kohanim. That's what is a machlokes if you're Chayiv. Reb Meir holds Asher Yitei Menu Al Zor Ksiv Umelach V'Koyen Hashta Zorim Heim or Zorim Ninhu. Right now they're Zorim because since they already got the Shemen HaMishcha, right now they're not worthy to have the Shemen HaMishcha. And Reb Yehuda holds you need Be'inan Ad De'ike Zor Mitchilosai. You need a Zor from the get-go. And since right now they're not a Zor, they're Potter. This whole Machloikis is difficult, right? Because technically, what's the difference? That right now, there's an Isser, the Sforah is like a mayor. Right now, there's an Isser for them to use the Shemen HaMishcha. What's the difference? The fact that one time there was a mitzvah to put on them Shemen HaMishcha. But right now, that's a mayor Sforah. So the Gemara says, Omar Vika Bedre Bereder Avami, Avdul Tamayu, we find a similar machloikis Lagabi Abbas Koyen. The Tanya Baskoyin Shanisus Liyisrael of Ochla Betruma. So normally if a Jew eats Truma, he has to pay back not only the principal, But a chaymish, because he needs a kapora. Now, there's one thing is gezel, right? He took the money away from the kohen. He got to give the kohen back his keren. Besides for the gzela, he has to pay back a chaymish for kapora. So there, we find that a bas kohen doesn't pay back the chaymish, because she's not a real zora. Eina mishalemes as a chaymish, because she's not a real zora. Why is she not a real zora? Because intrinsically, she has an underlying kahuna. V'horaya, if she went back to her father's home, she reverts back to being a kohen. So the way we look at it, a bas kohen that's married to a Yisrael, it's like a layer. She's a bas kohen, and she has a layer on top of her, which is her husband. And the bialus of her husband is monea, her from being able to have access to her kahuna rights, which she really inherently still has. Because she didn't become a schala. She didn't lose her kedushas kahuna. It's more what we would call a mania. She has something holding her back. Her husband's reshus is holding her back from having access to the truma. And therefore she doesn't pay back a chaymish, because she's be'etzem, intrinsically, she's still a bas kohen. And that's why misasa b'sreifa. It's the same svara. If she be mizana, she won't get chenek like a normal bas Yisrael. She'll get sreifa. Because the reason why a bas kohen gets sreifa is because intrinsically, she's being mechalal her kahuna. And since this girl still has the kahuna to her, so now if she's mizana, she's mechalal the kahuna. So she gets sreifa. This is lechem apsulim. Mishalem is Karen v'chemesh. But if she married somebody that was posel, so now she was mechalal her kohuna. Now she's not, doesn't have kedushas kohuna anymore. So now already, mishalem is Karen v'chemesh, misasa b'chenek, divrei meir. V'chachomim oimrim, achazu v'achazu, mishalem is a Karen, v'ene mishalem is a chemesh, misasa b'sreif. Okay, so that's this machlokes. So the Bavli is trying to make an analogy that just like over there, we see that since she was once a Kohenes, she's always a Kohenes. Even though she married somebody who's posel, she's still not considered a Zorah. So over here also, a Melech for Kohen Gadol, even though now they're not worthy to have the Shemen HaMishcha on them at this point, but since at one point they were, so that's already, that's enough to be called a kohen. Lagabi this. And memela there's no kohos. That's how the Gemara is explaining the sheet of Rabbi Huda. That's how the Gemara is explaining the sheet of Rabbi Huda. Now this really is a very difficult analogy the Gemara is making. Very difficult analogy. Because Rabbi Meir's svara is very poshut. Rabbi Meir is saying, you're not allowed to abuse the law of Shemen HaMishcha is that you're not allowed to take Shemen HaMishcha in Beis HaMikdosh. That's designated for Beis HaMikdosh use. And you're not allowed to go and abuse that use and use it for something else. To put it onto somebody who's not. Now, what are you telling me? Well, the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, at one point, there was a mitzvah to do Mashiach. So Rav Meir says, what's after doing anything? So the Gemara's analogy is very difficult. Because the Gemara now is jumping from that to a Zor Meikra, which is a whole different shaila. Here we're not dealing with Zor Meikra, not Zor. The mayor is saying, let's look at the act. The act is a foreign act. You're not allowed to take the Shemen HaMishcha and abuse it and misuse it. So what's the difference? The fact that there was a mitzvah 10 years ago to put on Shemen HaMishcha, what does that change this person's accessibility to the Shemen HaMishcha today? It's really a plea to Gemara's analogy.
In fact, by Bas Kohen, it's not the fact that she used to be, she used to have a kohen, it's that she still maintains that potential.
Right, that's the whole machlekes.
If she could lose that, she could lose that, if she...
Only kohen to Rameh. The Chachamim are saying she doesn't lose it. The Chachamim say that even a Chalola, so the way the Gemara seems to be saying is because she used to. But the Pashup Shot is, what the Chachamim are saying, once you're a Bas Kohen, You never lose that Kedusha. You can go down a level. You know, you can lose certain rights based on what you did. But you still, that's the logic of the Chachom. That's why when you're married to a Zohar, everybody agrees you're still really a Kohenes minus rights. So the Chachom Amolda, when you're Mechalal, a Bas Kohen is Mechalal, she loses more rights. Or she has a Knas forever. But she still inherently has Kuhuna. That's the Pshat and the Chachom. That doesn't talk to Rameir. Rameir is saying, the bottom line is you're taking Shemana Mishcha, and you're abusing the use of the Shemana Mishcha. So what are you telling me? I mean, even when the person got Mashiach, this wasn't a blank card. This wasn't a blank card that they had a right to use Shemana Mishcha as they please. It was a specific use permit. It was a use permit. When the Melech had a Mashiach, Shemana Mishcha, that was a specific use permit for the moment that it could be used for this purpose. In fact, every Jew has that right. Every Jew in the world has a right that should they become anointed as a king, you boost Shemla Mishcha. Okay, so it's only for Malchus Beis David. But it's nothing to do even with the... It's not like you have a specific... Anybody who's going to become a Melech, a Kohen, the same thing. Every Kohen has an inherent right that should they be a Kohen Gadol, for the use of inaugurating them as a Kohen Gadol, you could use Shemla Mishcha. What does that have to do with... Why does that have to remain?
Because they've changed. They've changed. Their status has changed.
It's not a question of a status. It's a question of a use. The reason why by Shemana Mishcha, and that's what Meir is taina, the reason why by Shemana Mishcha Yechayiv Kores is because you're misusing it. Not because you're not holy enough. A king is not as holy as a Kohen. Let's take this back. A Kohen Gadol, you could at least technically make an argument and say a Kohen Gadol is on a higher level of Kedusha. So you can at least, you can potentially argue the point, Zev, if you wanted to, you can argue the point and say, you know, a Kohen Gadol, he gets raised to a level where, for him, Shemana Mishcha is within his realm of Kedusha. Okay, but let's look at the Melech. The Melech has no Kedusha. The Melech's heter to use the Shemana Mishcha was for its purpose, not for who he is. It's not that he has a heter. He's like anybody else. He has no more Kedusha than any other Yisrael in the street, the Melech. It happens to be that for him, for this use, that would almost be saying like, a chayla sheyesh po sakone, there would be a heter to use Shemana Mishcha for him. For the use of Pikuach Nefashas. But everybody would understand that it would be narish, it would be foolish to say that if you had somebody who was at one point a Chayla Sheyesh B'Sakana, and at that point it was a mitzvah to assist them, and the only thing to assist them then was the Shemana Mishcha, the mitzvah was to give them Shemana Mishcha. So now they have a heter Elomi. Now they have an everlasting heter. That's ridiculous, right? Because you'll say that's a heter for this particular use. So by the Melech, it's the same thing. The Melech, there is no heter to use Shemana Mishcha. In fact, right now, if the Melech would use the Shemana Mishcha, he'll be over Me'ilo Behegdish. Right now. He's not allowed to use it.
Yeah, but his status changed. That's according to Rabbi Huda. That's
doesn't matter his status changed. But his status changed not the... His status didn't change. The problem is that his status didn't change to some, Rameir's time is a simple time. His status didn't change to somebody who's allowed to use Shemana Mishcha. That never changed.
Rabbi Huda says different, right?
No, nobody says different.
Nobody
says different. Everybody agrees, Rameir and Rabbi Huda both agree, that after the Kohen Gadol got his Mashiach, and after the king got his Mashiach, his status did not change regarding Shemana Mishcha. He has a complete iser, just like every Jew, not to use the Shemana Mishcha. The only distinction is that Rabbi Yehuda says, well, we can't give him chorus. No, because since he had Mashiach done to him at one point, so... What? What does that have to do with a Bas Kohen? What does that have to do with a Bas Kohen? Where the question there is only one question. How much Kedusha is left on this Bas Kohen? That's the machloikis between Remeya, the Chacham Remeya. Whenever you have a Bas Kohen and something, and she's Machal Kedusha, does she have anything lingering on from her original Kedusha? That's the Shaila. That has nothing to do over here. Over here, it's not a Kedusha issue. The reason why the Melech gets a Shemen HaMishcha is not because he has a Kedusha Heter. It's because there's a Pu'ula that the Torah permits. There's an act in anointing a king that the Torah permits, that act of anointing the king. That's all. The Torah doesn't permit for a king Shemen HaMishcha. He doesn't have a status that gives him some kind of Heter. A Bas Kohen is different. A Bas Kohen, yes, she has Kohuna. She has Kedusha. So the analogy of the Gemara, and that's Remeir's time. I'm really just puppeting what Remeir's time is. Remeir's time is, now if Remeir's time is a Taina, going to Bas Kohen and Chol is not really talking the same language. Now, we had last week, we went into, 2 weeks ago, we went into Bariches, Machlekes Remeir, Machlekes Rambam and Rivet. And we basically were working on several difficulties. One difficulty was, is the Isser Sicha and the Sina two Isurim or one? So if you recall, we had the Rambam seem to have said it's one on the one hand, and yet he seemed to say it's two on the other hand. The Rambam was seemed to be an inconsistent view, and that was the Rivet that we brought down. If you look here in Perek Aleph and Klei HaMikdash, Echad Asoch, Perak Aleph Haloch Avov. Echad Asoch Es Atzma, Echad Asoch Es Acher, Ma Shaitim and Azo, Asoch Pema V'Kelem. Okay, that's that. And then, in Haloch Yud, Perak Aleph Haloch Yud, Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam says, Hanoisei Mishem and HaMishcha Agabi Melech HaKoyen Godel, Shekvar Nimshchu Poto. Shenema V'Asheyitei Mimenu Alzo, V'Ein Eilu Zorim Etzloi. Aval asoch mimenu, afilu lemelech v'koyen gadol chayev. Shenema al besarodom lo yisoch. So the Rambam says clearly sicha yichayev. Okay. Now the Rambam says the koyen gadol shenot al shemesh rei v'soch b'meyav chayev koros, and then he goes v'hu sheyosuch mimenu b'kazayas. So the Rambam maintains that the shear is always a kazayas. The shear by Sikh is a kazayas, and the shear by Nasin is a kazayas. If you look at the Ravid here that we underlined here, the Ravid says, Omar Avram loy mechuver, mitoich agamor bekrisis, tebin and lesicha kazayas, el le nesina bulvad kedas rab Yehuda. So the Ravid says that he learned the Gemara by us, the way the Ravid understood the Gemara, the Ravid learned the Gemara by us is that only by sicha, only by nesina is there a machloikis whether you need a kazayas or not. By sicha, you don't need a kazayas. That's how the Ravid understands. The actual Gemara actually flows better even with the Rambam in this regard. I mean, the Gemara seems to be learning, we learn sicha from nesina, which means that since nesina is a kazayas, so too is sicha. Seems to be in the Gemara that there are two ways to go. Either Sicha is learned from the Sina, or Nesina is learned from Sicha. So the Rambam, L'chayra, that piece of the Rambam doesn't bother us much. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah is also mashma like that. That's not a problem. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah, he brings down the Asogas Harivet, and he actually says, he says it's not difficult, this idea. Shum di alfinin di aval sicha di loyalfa min nesina avi b'kol shu. Uldas rabbeinu di chiyolof abhiyud in nesina dal zor b'kazayis. Hu adin l'sicha di zor di avi b'kazayis. Di alfinin min nesina di iski sicha li nesina. And that's it. Anyway, the Gemara itself is not muchach like the Ravid. But what we were challenged with in the last year was that it would seem the logic is like the Ravid. That was the problem we had. the logic, the Gemara, could go either way. The Gemara, you could say that Sicha is learned out of Nesina, and therefore you need a Kazayas. Rabbi Yehuda learned Sicha out of Nesina. Rabbi Meir holds we learn Nesina out of Sicha, and Meir is just like Sicha normally is Bekol Shehu, Nesina is Bekol Shehu. That all works well. The problem we had was that L'chaira, the Rambam who learns Sicha, is different than Nesina. That by Sicha, you chayev even on a Heget, right? On a Melech. And Nesina, you potter on a Melech. L'chaira, the only way to learn that is that there's two separate Isurim. There's one Isur, Asher Yitei Mimenu Al Zor, and a Melech, the Kohen Gadol, don't have a din of a Zor, for whatever reason, L'gabi Shemen HaMishcha. And then there's Al Basar Odom Lo Yisuch. And the Melech Kohen Gadol are called an Adam. That's what the Rambam says. That's the Loshon HaRambam. Shenema al basar Adam lo yisoch kol Adam b'mashma. So the Chayre the Mashmois HaRambam is that Sicha is a separate Isser. And because it's a separate Isser, it does not apply with the restriction. The restrictions of Nesina don't apply. So if that's the case, the Shir should also be different. That was the problem we had with the Rambam. Right? The Ravid, on the other hand, at least it's consistent. The Ravid holds either you got to say Sicha and Nesina are different. If they're different, the Shir has to be different. Because there is a difference between Sicha and Nesina. Or they're the same. And then there's a Hekesh between the two. And if there's a Hekesh between the two, the Hekesh will apply both to the Shir. And the Hekesh would apply to who the Isser is on. But the Rambam, you see, the Ravid is not attacking the Rambam in that way. But L'chaira, that is an attack on the Rambam as well. That it's not consistent. It's not consistent. Either Sicha and Nesina is one Isser, in which case they both don't apply to Melech and Kohen Gadol, or they're different, and therefore, you slice it up. Sicha applies to everybody. And Nesina only applies to a Zor, whoever's qualified as a Zor. And the Shir is going to be, a Shir of Sicha is going to be for Sicha, and a Shir of Nesina will be for Nesina. The Rambam seems to be holding both opinions. And I brought down from the Rekeach and from the Be'er Sheva that they hold the Ravid is also not Poshut. The Rekeach, the Be'er Sheva, both say over here as follows. They say that L'chaira, the Rambam doesn't work either. Because according to the Rambam, Minolon, this is the Be'er Sheva and the Rekeach, both ask the same kasha. Minolon, that there's a lav b'noisein, the koreis b'soch. Because if you look at the psukim, by soch, there's no lav. It says, al basar odom lo yisoch. The lav no chorus. By Nesina it says that Hanoisim and Alzor v'nichras. So how do you apply one to the other? So it must be that they're shove. Ve'enom chalukim. So that's, in other words, that's a problem on the Ravid also. The Ravid who learns that there's no, that they are divided. That Sicha is b'kol shehu. And Nesina is b'kazayas. Sicha applies to everybody, and Nesina only applies to Zor. Right? According to that way of learning, why is there a chorus by Soch, and why is there a lav by Nesina? Because it happens, if we don't look at this as one big cholent pot, then the Torah didn't really clarify its position. So this was we spent some time on this inyan also to try to have a better understanding in that. And then we discussed Parichas, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Milchas Chinuch, what he says there in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Kufches. And we're having great difficulty understanding that as well. And that is Lagabi, the Isser Sicha. It's not clear in our Gemara whether Sicha is like the Isser of Makif and Nikif, or Sicha is only going on the person that's doing the act. We said there are two ways to do it, to look at it. One way is that Sicha is on the one who's doing the ma'aser, the one who's doing the anointing, the one who's doing the shmiring. He's the one that's over. And the other way to look at it is, no, it's both parties, just like Makif and Nikif. It's both parties. The one who's cutting the one who's cutting the payas, the one who's receiving, who's getting the payas cut off. They're both over the lav. Or Makif, or somebody uses a tar. If somebody uses a razor on their face, on their beard. So both the isser is on the one that's doing the maisa, and the isser is also on the one that's receiving it. So is that the way it works here? So the Sefer at Minchas Chinuch says, and we have this in the Mar Makomis here, he says it's posha to him, the chayovim shnehem. Posha v'nira poshat, the mechot soch es chaveroi, v'anisach oyagam kemezit, chayovim shnehem. Hanisach and the mat, they're both over. That's what the Milchus Chinuch says. And then he makes an application to the Rambam Milchus Kilayim. The Rambam Milchus Kilayim says the same thing by Shatnez, that if I go ahead and I put Shatnez on somebody else, and he doesn't know what Shatnez, so I get the Malkus. The Malbish gets the Malkus. And if the Loivish is amazed, then the Loivish gets the Malkus. Says the Minchas Chinuch, but over here, they're both going to get Malkus. They're both going to be Chayiv Karas. Over here, if they're both Mezid, they're both going to be Chayiv Karas, and if they're both Shoigig, they're both going to be Chayiv Karab. And he says, why? He says, the Rambam is only over there by Kilayim, where the main Isser is the Loivish. That was where we left off. The main Isser is on the person that's wearing the Kilayim. And therefore, if he's a Mezid, he carries the Avera. Okay? Whereas over here, he says, the Postik is going on the one who's doing the Maisa. So it's different than Kilayif. So the challenge that we had was, so then I don't understand, so why are they both Chayiv? Then only the one who did it should be Chayiv, if he's amazed. In other words, we're making a mirror image to Kilayim. By Kilayim, we find that if they're both Shoigig, both Potter, obviously. If the Malbish is amazed, he takes the responsibility. If the Loivish, the one who's wearing it, is amazed, he takes the responsibility, even though the Malbish was amazed, because he's the main guy.
The Malbish is
Potter. Malbish is Potter. And over here, the Minchas Chinuch is selling us, they're both Chayiv. And he says, you know why it's different than Kilayim? Because by Kilayim, the main guy is the one who's wearing it. So long that he's amazed and we could throw the book at him, we throw the book at him and not at the Malbish. That's what the Chinuch says. It says over here, the main guy is the one doing the Maisa Sikha. The Milchas Chinuch, L'chara, is not coherent here in understanding it. Because L'chara, if over here the main guy is the Mesach, the one who's doing the act, so if he's amazing, he should take the Achrayas, and the guy who received it should be Potter. Let's just use Kilayim as a model, and the same thing over here. Just reverse it. He's just reversing the matzah. But the Minchas Chinuch is very unclear. He does not explain this at all. He just says that there's a difference. The Shom, Ikar HaPosuk Al HaLoivesh. He says, but over here, Aval Kan, Ikar HaPosuk Al HaSoch. Here the main posuk goes on the Soch. V'anisach Gam Kein Bechlal. Imoisimais. Here's what he says. Okay, so we added here a Tosefta. I don't know if you guys got a chance to look up the Tosefta, but the Tosefta clearly is consistent with the Minchas Chinuch. He bases his shita really on this Tosefta. The Tosefta says like him. If you look at that Tosefta in Meseches Makis, Paragimel, the end of Halacha Aleph, it says clearly. Echor asoch ve'echor anisoch, says the Tosefta. They're both chayiv. Ba'medvor ma'murim, bishman shehoyu shneim mezidim. Aval im hoyu shneim shegegim, p'tuchim. Echor shegeg ve'echor mezid, shegeg pot or mezid chayiv. Okay, that's consistent. So the Tosefta is verbatim like the sheet of the Chinuch. The Tosefta also is saying that for some reason, by this lav, of Al Basar Adam Lo Yisach, for some reason, over here the Torah holds, over here the Torah holds that they're equal. They're equal. If they're both Mezid, they're both going to be Chai. They're both Shogig, they're both going to be Potter. It doesn't go by, and if one is Shogig, one is Mezid, it doesn't matter who's Shogig and who's Mezid. The Mezid will be responsible, Shogig will be Potter. That's consistent in the Tosefta, which is like the Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch, whether we understand it or not, is anchored in the Tosefta. Tosefta goes like the Minchas Chinuch. So that's definitely a tremendous raya, she'enel of tshuva, to the Minchas Chinuch. Yeah, the Gemara seems to bring a pasuk, as Rav Daniel is saying, and this is what we were also trying to get a better handle on, which is that it's clearly different when you talk about Makif Nikif, and you talk about Kilayim, and you talk about Stami Suhim. The way we have to break it up, L'chore, is that there are three categories. Okay? There's the classic Kala Terakula, Lav, don't eat Chalev, don't eat Nevela, Torah says don't do Nevela. There's no question that if I make you do that Avera, I'm Potter. I'm over with Ne'ivel. I could be over a separate Lav called facilitator, but I'm not over the, if I take Chalev and I put it into your mouth and you eat it, I'm not over the Isof Chalev. You could be a shogig, you could be in a comatose state. Doesn't matter what state you're in, I'm potter. For chalev. I could be chayev with the evil I made, I was machshu you in avera. I'm not chayev for chalev. That's clear. On that there's no shaila, everybody has to agree. So although there's this Rambam and Kilayim, which is frequently quoted, the Rambam and Kilayim is unique. That by Kilayim there's such a concept where I facilitate you to wear Kilayim and I'm chayev for Kilayim. That's a very big chiddush. You have to know how that works, but that's the... But over there the Rambam says, the one who's wearing it still remains more responsible than I am. And therefore, if he's amazed, I'm potter. That's the Rambam and Kilayim. Then you have... So we have Kol HaTerakula, where the facilitator never becomes anything more than a facilitator. He's over lifne ivel, he's over machshel, the choshluish ba'ochiv, but he's not over the lav. Then we have kilayim, which is this like in between, where somehow the Torah is putting responsibility on the one who put it on. The Torah is giving him achrayas too. But the achrayas the Torah is giving him is not as much as the one who's wearing it. Which the classic example I gave you for that would be Mitzvah B'Avera. Mitzvah B'Avera works that way. Ein Shlichut B'Avera works that way. Which is that we throw the responsibility on the Shliach, not on the Mishaleach. And Rashi Mavu Metziah says that Al Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoyimim. So Rashi says, Mechayiv Shluchoi V'loi Mishaleach. That means we had an Avera took place. We're going to throw the responsibility on somebody. We're not going to throw it on the guy who sent you. He could be over l'fne'iver, he could be over, but not avera. You're responsible. You're more responsible. Okay? He's also responsible, but you're more responsible. You'll take achrayas. And the analogy I gave to this is like Bava Kama. In Hilchos Nezikin, you have the same halacha. Hilchos Nezikin, the halacha is that if you have two mazikim that cause a hezek to take place, and both of them are responsible. You have a boar and a shor, right? And the shor goes and pushes another shor into the boar. So there you have a concept in Bava Kama, who's become chayiv? Is it the Baal HaShor? Is it the Baal HaBor? And these are sugyas aruchas in Bava Kama, of who's, again, you have two parties that have a shaychus, that have negligence. The shaychus, who's chayiv? Who played more of an active, so there you could say the Sfarah, who played more of an active role. And that's what the Rambam did in Kilayim. In Ilkhus Kilayim, the Rambam went and he said, well, the Loivish is the main guy. So if he's amazed, he takes the Malkus. But otherwise, the Malbush takes the Malbush. By Makif and Nikif, it's different. By Makif and Nikif, as Rav Daniel said, is a drosha of Loisakifu. Echad ha-Makif, echad ha-Nikif, achayif. So there it's different. There we're not stuck with, okay, somebody has to take responsibility. No, there we say, you're chayiv and you're chayiv. We're not limited on who we throw the liability at, because the Torah gave this double liability. The Torah said there's liability on the person who does it, there's liability on the person who receives it. Finished. Kilayim is not like that. Kilayim is unique. And that's what I believe the Minchas Chinuch means, and there's no question that what he's saying is correct, which is that by Kilayim, the Ribui of Yaleh doesn't tell you that there are two Averis. All it tells you is that the one who facilitates it also has a responsibility for that Avera. And the Mela, if the guy who's wearing it is not responsible, you have to take the responsibility. Because the Loyaleh doesn't say that there's two Averis. The Loyala says there's another liability, not another Avera. By Makif and Nikif, there are two Averis. There's an Avera, the one who's cutting the beard, who's raising off the beard, and there's one who's having it done to himself. Two Averis. So we're not limited on who we hold responsible for that act. Yet, by Kilayim, it's not like that. By Kilayim, the Torah went and said, there's an Issa of Loyalalach, there's an Issa to wear Kilayim. But the Torah used the Lashon of Yaleh, which included liability, potential liability, not an Avera. Potential liability for the Avera on the Malbish. But as a secondary liability, not as an initial one. And that's what the Rambam means. But now when we come to Soch and Yisoch, what's going on here? It doesn't seem to make sense. What's the Shaychus here? That's what you mean there. L'chayr, there's no pasuk. Just from reading our Gemara, you would say that the lav is only on the one that's doing the act. The one who's receiving it, and this is how we started the sugya. When we started the sugya initially, I told you, I in svara, without the tosefta. If you just asked me in svara, I would have told you, the lav is on the one who does it, and the recipient is nothing more than a moyel behekdesh. That's what I would have said. I was writing a Shulchan Aruch just based on the Gemara, I would have said, okay, the one who does the act, he's over the chorus, and the one who's receiving it, he's a moyel. He's having anah. He's definitely a beneficiary. He's a beneficiary. So he's moyel behegdish. Which, by the way, a melech and a kohen gadol also shlechayra, even according to Reb Yehuda, they're over me'ilah. If a melech and a kohen gadol would use the Shem and HaMishchan, and this is what I was telling Zev, they're still over Me'ila. They're still using it in a way that they're not allowed to use it. L'chayr. So, there's obviously a missing link here. But once we see the Tosefta is leading us in a different direction, clearly there's a missing link that the Tosefta is telling us that there's something here that we're not getting. There's another nekuda of this lav, and that's why the lav is on the one who's doing it. The lav is on the one that's receiving it. There's something here in the pasuk. Do we have? I've told you, do you mind getting me a makos gedolos on Shmoyes? In Shmoyes. Is. Okay, here we are. Here's the pasuk. Perek lamed pasuk lamed beis. Al besar odom ve'al bnei Yisrael tadaber leimor shemen mishchas kodesh yeh yili l'darisechem. Al besar odom lo yisoch. Ubimaskunto lo sase kamoyu kodesh hu kodesh yeh lochem. That's the pasuk. So Rashi comes al atoira, and Rashi goes and tells us what this yisoch means. Lo yisoch. So Rashi says, Yisoch is with a double yud. When it says, Al Basar Odom Lo Yisoch, the Pasuk puts in a second yud. The grammatically correct way to spell it would be with one yud. Yisoch with yud samachof. But he uses a lashon of Yisoch. So Rashi says as follows. Shnei yudim. The Pasuk wrote this with two yudim. Loshon lo yifa. Yifa means it shouldn't occur. Not a loshon poel. If it say lo yisoch with one yud, Rashi says it means don't do the act. When it says it with two yuds, lo yisoch, it means don't have it done. Shouldn't happen. Shouldn't occur. And Rashi goes on to say, he brings another pasuk in for him, that we say in Kriya Shema, L'man Yitavloch. When it says L'man Yitavloch, so whenever it says Yitav, it says it with a double Yud. Because you're not doing it, it's going to happen to you. It's going to occur. So when the Torah says L'man, that Abish is going to do something for you, it uses a double Yud. It doesn't say Yitav with one Yud. Because it's what's going to happen to you. That's what Rashi says. Now, if you look in the Evan Ezra here on the spot, the Evan Ezra makes the same diuk as Rashi. He actually applies our sugya, the Evan Ezra. Omrav Morainis, ki Yisach kamo Yusach, just like Rashi says, should happen. The Sicha should happen. Ukamoyu vayusem ba'oron. The mitzvah is that it should be placed in the aron. It's not the act, it's that it should be there. It should be in the aron. Kimoy v'yusam. Kain kosuv. Same thing by Yisicha, that's what it means. Also l'koyen. V'lochein also af l'achein. It's also for other people to do it. So the way that Ibn Ezra teaches this, and Rashi, that when it says lo yasich, the Gemara itself makes the diyuk, karibe lo yasich. It's the Torah now is reframing of what the lav is. The lav, without the Torah describing it in this way, the lav would be doing a maisa sicha. That would be the lav, doing a maisa sicha. If that would be the case, it would be like Kilayim. It would be mamish like Kilayim. The lav would be that on the not on Kilayim, it would be like all of them in the Torah. On the Pula. Don't do the Maisa. Don't do the Maisa Zicha. The one who would receive it, nothing to do with the Avera. He's over Meila. He's having Hanoah from Hegdish. That's a whole different Hanoah. No chorus. Much lighter of an Isser. Meila. But because the Torah said Lo Yisoch with a double Yud, what the Torah was saying was it shouldn't happen. This should not happen. It should not be used for this purpose. Not you don't do it. It shouldn't be done. Oh, if that's the case. So it comes out that it's very, very similar to Maka V'Nikif. Very similar to Maka V'Nikif. Because the Torah, what the Torah despises here is that this should occur. The Torah basically saying, don't facilitate a sicha on a basar adam. This should not occur. Huh? As far as what? Yeah, he just doesn't say how it's meduyik exactly. Yeah, 100%. That's what he's teaching on Gemara. Over here, Rashi's teaching on Gemara. Rav Muyainis, and that's what Devin Ezra's teaching on Gemara. What is the drush of our Gemara? The drush of our Gemara is not just, it's more than that,
Nishol. It's not just Beinu Bein Acher. It's more than that. It's don't have it done. It's not that there's a lav to do it, and you're not allowed to do it to yourself, and you're not allowed to do it to somebody else. The lav is it shouldn't be done. That's what Rashi is teaching.
It almost sounds like it's not on the side. It's only on the side.
Don't have it done. No, so the one who's doing it is having it done. It doesn't say don't have it done to you. It shouldn't be done. The Shemen HaMishcha.
The problem by doing it is that you're having it done.
You're having it done. And the problem with you, when you're the guy who's receiving it, also you're just participating in this happening. It shouldn't happen. Exactly. When you go back, Rabbeisai, to the Pasuk in the Torah, right here in where it talks about the Shemen HaMishcha and Parashas Kisisa, it flows beautifully because if you look, the Torah is talking about the preservation of the Shemen HaMishcha. The Torah is talking about the oil. It's not talking about you and me and him and the other guy. The Torah is talking about Shemen Mishcha Zeh Yeli L'dor Eseichem. If you remember, we learned about it a couple of weeks ago. There's a special mitzvah to preserve the Shemen HaMishcha. So the whole parasha here is talking about what should be done with the Shemen HaMishcha. So first the Torah tells us what should be done with the Shemen HaMishcha. And it should be preserved. There's a separate mitzvah, it should always be, remember we had the mitzvah, it should be muchan. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah saseh, that the Shemen HaMishcha should be muchan, should be prepared. We analyze the Mekayim, the mitzvah continuously by preserving it. And then the Torah says, and the Shemen HaMishcha cannot be used for this function. Al b'sar odom lo yisoch. That's what the Torah said. Now, if that's the case, if that's what the Torah is telling us, so really we can, first of all, now we can understand the Rambam. We understand the Tosefta, why they're both responsible. Because the Aver is not limited to the act, it's what shouldn't be done. Mamish like Makav and Nikiv. Mamish Makav and Nikiv. It shouldn't be done. There's no din on the pu'ula, it's on the nifa. So anybody has shaykhs to that is included in the law. So if the guy is having it done to himself, facilitates that it should be done, he's chayiv. The guy who did it, he's chayiv. They're equally chayiv. And that's why the Tosefta says there's not a limitation on the liability, because there's only a limitation on liability if the focus is the maisa. The maisa is only one maisa, but it's not the maisa. It's the outcome of the pu'ula. Now that we understand it from this way of looking at it, now you could go and say, okay, so now what isra are you really over when you do it? You're over the isra that this was misused. It was misused. Okay. Now, what's the shear of the misuse of the oil? What is the shear of the, it's really on the oil. So the Rambam says that the Pasuk Asher Yitain teaches you that the abuse of the oil is on a kezias worth of oil. It's on the oil. And that's why the shear holds through Nisina and Sicha. If it would be the Maisa, then the Ravid would be 100% right. Maisa Nisina is one action, and Maisa Sicha is another action. And if we're analyzing it from an action standpoint, then it makes sense that the shear should be different. The shear for Nesina is one shear. And really, if you go through our sugya, Bechlal is a shtickle pella. Bechlal is a shtickle pella. Why does the Gemara have the need to make a hekesh one to the other? But why is it different than if the Torah gives you an issur of achil and shtia? We just had in the Daf Yomi, later on in the Mesichta, the shear of dam. Over there, the Gemara uses a lashon kazayas. Kazayas dam, loike. So the Achroinim all ask, kazayas should be revis. It's a big tumult in the Achroinim on this. The Minchas Chinuch gets involved in the Hashash. Because in Yevamos, the Gemara uses a lashon of revis. The Gemara in Kuf Yudalad says it has to be revis dam, not a kazayas dam. And it makes sense, it's a liquid. And the Hashash in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Yudalad says it depends. If you have the blood when it's congealed, then the shear is a kazayas. If you have the blood when it's in a liquid state, the shear is a vias. And it makes sense what the Rashash is saying. Because the shear of Kazayas and Revias is on the Maisa. So if I'm doing a Maisa Achila, I have to have a Kazayas. If I'm doing a Maisa Shtia, it's like a Revias. So L'chaira, the whole Gemara here is a Shtikl Pliya. Let us even say that Sicha and Nesin is one Isser, which I believe it is. Because otherwise you have the Rekech's Kasha and the Beersheba's Kasha. It has to be one Isser. So if it's one Isser, what's the still, what's the need to make a Hekesh? Say, Nesina is a Kazayas, because that's the way you do Nesina. Sicha is a Kosher, because that's the way you do Sicha. Just like Achila Shtia on Yom Kippur, right? We don't have, Achila Shtia and Kippur is really one of the Inuyim, Achila and Shtia. But still, there's a Shir for Achila, and there's a Shir for Shtia. So what's the Gemara's issue of making a Hekesh one to the other? You know what the answer is? Because here the Isser is not the Maisa. The Isser is taking the oil that something should be done with the oil. It's almost like a chilul of the oil of the Shemen HaMishcha. On that, the Gemara says, what's the sheer oil that the Torah is putting the Isser on? Not the Maisa. The Totsah. Exactly. But it's taking this oil. What oil? A Kazayas of this oil and abusing it. Either through Nesina, through Sicha. Now, if the Issa would be the Pu'ula of Nesina or Sicha, then the Shia would be different. That's Pshat and Rambam. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says that since the Issa here is not the Pu'ula, but the abuse of the Shia of the oil, it's on the Shemen, then it's Mistaber that the Torah gave one Shia on this amount of Shemen HaMishcha, and if you have abused less than the Shia of the Shemen HaMishcha, you're potter. Like every Chatzi Shia. In Kol HaTorah Kula. We're not saying you didn't abuse the Shemen, you did abuse the Shemen. But it doesn't have the Shir. That's the Pshat in the Rambam. That's the Bir Adov in the Rambam. Why the Rambam holds that way. So it's basically, now that we're learning that way, so it would make sense, at least the Tzadim of the Gemara, why, when the Torah says, potentially, that the oil, it's a din in the oil, that the oil can't be used for these functions, it's not a din on the person, that invites the possibility to say that by a melech and a kohen gadol, the Torah didn't say that about the oil, because the Torah here is talking about the limitation in the oil. The oil is preserved for these functions. And then it says, but don't do this. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that a melech and a kohen gadol are not included in when the Torah says, the Torah originally says, this is what the shemen should be used for, and for a melech and kohen gadol, you could use the shemen. So at that point, when the Torah allowed the melech and kohen gadol to use it, it's not the way we were understanding it. Shemen HaMishcha has kedusha. Shemen HaMishcha has kedusha. And you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to do a maisa for yourself. Sichen, you're not allowed to do that. Now we bother with, so because the melech has a one-time pass, that he's allowed to use it to be anointed. So now what, he has some kind of hutra? He definitely doesn't. He definitely doesn't have a hutra. But now that we're learning it entirely different, then at least there's a window of understanding, the two tzadim of the Gemara, the Machlokes Tanoim, which is potentially when the Torah said, the oil is designated for what? For melech and kohen gadol. For Nesina, for Melech and Kohen Gadol. Now, if you're going to go and reuse it for Melech and Kohen Gadol, potentially, even though you may be over Mila, but you're not over this Isser, because this was what the oil initially was designated for Melech and Kohen Gadol. You have to take it out of the box of its designation. If it would be a use issue, then you have an issue, but it's really the redesignation. It's taking the oil, what the oil was originally designated. The oil is made for one thing, melech for kohen gadol. That's the mitzvah. Shemen zeh yieli l'doreseichem for this purpose. Rav Yehuda holds that once the Torah, it's not a heter for the melech to go and take the oil and use it out of its use for him. It's like a heter for him to, then it makes no sense. Then Rav Meir is 100% right. So you did what you had to do and now you go back to everybody else. But it's the other way around. The Shemen is designated for the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. The whole iser is to take the shemen now and have it used for not melech the kohen gadol. No, Mamela, he holds the melech and kohen gadol. Are they over me'ila? Yeah, that's a separate iser called me'ila. But not this iser of shemen mishchas koedizei yilod arazeich. That's the machlekes. At least, like I said, it's still a chiddush. But at least it's according to Rabbi Yehuda anyway, it's a pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda is primarily using the drasha of Zohar. That's what he's using. Asher yitei mimenu al Zohar. Let's not forget, it's not a svara. It's a limud, but the question is what's the gather of the limud? All I'm telling you is, the gather, there's no question that if we're going to sit here and arguing logically, I would still say that Melech Gadol should be over. But what I'm telling you is, it's a pasuk. The question is, what is the drasha? What did Rabbi Yehuda see in this drasha? I'm telling you what he saw in this drasha. What he saw in this drasha is that the oil has a certain designation. And the Torah gave a separate Isser Koras. When you take from that oil and you use it for the non-designated parties, and it gets used in that, the Isser is not even on the person that's doing it more than the person that's receiving it or the person that's receiving the person that's doing it. It's taking the oil out of its designation. And Zohar means that it's designated for certain people and it's not designated for other people. And a melech and kohen gadol are included in what it was originally designated for. That's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Again, is it a svar? It's a pasuk. But that's the gather of the pasuk. If the iser would be the maisa of sicha, then I would have, I couldn't get a clarity in this nakuda. But since the iser is not on the maisa sicha, the iser is on the what the origination of the designation of the oil is, now I can understand Ken Fashtein. So now the Gemara was only dealing with one Nakuda. Does the word Zohar accommodate someone long term? Or does the word Zohar, notice when somebody is taken out of the category of Zohar, is that a category that can be long lasting even after the person loses the halachas that relate to why they're not called a Zohar? Or not? So it's really a mashmoyz dorshim. It's a question. So here the Gemara brings a raya from a bas koyin that even after she loses the halachas of the kedushas kahuna, still she's out of the category of zohar. So here when the Torah says the oil is designated for people that are not a zohar, the melech is still in that designation. That's at least still there. Lagabi the oil. Lagabi the heftza of the oil. If the king says, Rabbi Yisai, do I have a heter to use this oil? That's a whole different child. Of course you can't use the oil. And you're moil behektish if you use the oil. But we cannot say that that's a bittle in the designation of al-Ishzor. That's the point of the king. Okay, we'll stop here.